637.
With this version of America Tonight, Super Bowl weekend. What you got on the menu? 7-layer dip, perhaps a few burgers with some melted cheese on the inside, and a jalapeno perhaps on top. That sounds good, doesn't it? It is a weekend to gorge, no doubt about it. Super Bowl brings out the big eaters, I think. Commercials are awesome usually, or lame. People are grading commercials. They pay a fortune for them. And, of course, oh, yeah, there is that thing called the Super Bowl game, this time around pitting two brothers. Who would have thought that, and I can tell you in my lifetime that I think, hey, maybe two brothers are going to face off against each other who happen to be coaches. And there are certainly brothers who coach in the NFL besides the Harbaughs, but it comes down to the Ravens and the 49ers. How about that? So you can't talk about Super Bowl and not talk about what an event it is in our lives, and not just in the United States, globally. 10 billion bet on the game. Crazy. Who would think that this, that started in 1967 with the Packers pounding the Chiefs, that it would become quite the game that it is, that so many people pay attention for lots and lots of different reasons. I did a little research on it, and I found out, if I were to guesstimate on the food, 15,000 tons of chips will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday, 8 million pounds of guacamole, and pizza is a big food of choice at a lot of houses. 20 million pizzas plus supposedly were ordered just a couple of years ago on the Super Bowl during it. So on average, it's estimated about $50 million is spent on food. It's just in this country to watch the big game. How crazy is that? Will it live up to the expectations? Many of you tried to nail the score just the other day. Will we have a winner in our final nail of the score? We'll wait and see. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's this little silly game we play for three segments once a week where people call in and tell us who they think is going to win and what they think the final score is going to be. But you can't come close. You can't come close. You have to nail it. All right, speaking of being nailed, boy, Chuck Hagel, he must have had to go out and have a strong libation with his meal, if that's how he relaxes anyway. He did take on his critics, but it was a rocky hearing. He was stumbling around. See, that's the problem. When you're going to do the dance in D.C., and you go back and forth, and they're hammering you on questions. You just got to answer them. And he was struggling. I mean, he definitely was. At first, he would say one thing, then he would come back and try to clarify and say another thing. And then they even got him to admit that he regrets some past comments. He conceded toward the end of almost 7 hours of this grueling testimony that past statements on issues like the Middle East conflict and some sanctions against Iran didn't apply or were poorly expressed in the first place. That's what you call talking out of both sides of your mouth. Doesn't he know that if you're a career politician, whatever you say sticks, and you can never, ever, ever take it back? Only the rest of us mere mortals can do that. Otherwise, we're going to hold your feet to the fire forever. So, he sounded strong at some points, and he just was flat in other points, but especially with the Middle East, that's where he seemed to struggle the most, because he knew this is where he was going to get leveled. So will he make the hurdle? Will he get in? Does he ultimately get confirmed? If confirmed, he'll be the first defense secretary to have served all of his military career as an enlisted soldier. That's interesting and unique, right? He was an army sergeant in Vietnam, if you didn't know that, when he was wounded. And he said that had a big experience on his life, the idea of serving and what happened there. But he got into a pretty nasty exchange with Senator John McCain, who criticized his opposition to the troop surge in Iraq by the Bush administration and a similar move by Obama in Afghanistan, because Both were huge, huge decisions that were made by the policy guys to as a way to get some momentum in both of those situations. And then when he was really just getting sawed in half by Senator Lindsey Graham, he conceded that he never should have made the comments about the Jewish lobby. So he's taking things back that are, you know, he's taking things back that he knows will sink his battleship. And I'd have to say that it's kind of 50-50 as to whether or not he... as to whether or not he gets confirmed. So nothing like the Kerry deal, where he pretty much sailed through. This is a little bit different. And I think McCain is going to be the guy that's going to try to be, he's going to try to be the big mogul. In other words, where he's skiing down, he's going to try to be the mogul that gets in his way and flattens this out, especially over the tussle over the Iraq surge. But that's confirmations, and that's for a big post, and that's for another day, because we'll see. The votes will happen, and does it go through? You know, like I said, flip a coin. He might go through, but it's going to be a little bit tougher for him than it was for Kerry. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to let you hear a Beyonce sound check. Actually, she's going to go through her practice round for the for her performance at halftime, because so much was made of Beyonce lip syncing that she had to do, I think she had to make good, had to do a couple practice runs and let the media hear it to make sure that it wasn't Memorex, it was really Beyonce, and it sounds like she's ready, so you can be the judge. That's coming up on America Tonight. And then also, because we're seeing more of the implementation of the healthcare law and some of the struggles that it looks like we're going to have with premiums, and then maybe they're going to correct that, but premiums that are going to be sky high for some because they're not going to be able to dump the employer's insurance and try to go out there and sail around for their own. So they're trying to tweak that and correct it. But for now, you might get a shocking bill in the mail. We're talking to some people about healthcare and what it looks like, and we have a great conversation coming up with Bob Edgar. He is a former congressman who talks about not just healthcare a little bit, but also talks about the fact that we need to reform Washington, that it's just completely out of control. And he's with a group called Common Cause, and that's the purpose of Common Cause, to say, listen, during Watergate somehow we were able to have conversations and figure out a way to get this done. So what changes do we need to do? Or, you know, what are we going to have happen here in Washington that's going to allow us to move forward, or we're going to be stuck, and ultimately the common man is going to be squeezed out of D.C. Bob Edgar's great. You'll hear him, like I said, at the tail end of this show. Plus, we'll hear from many of you with the mailbag segment. Mailbag overflowing with thoughts on the Super Bowl, and also this crazy story about the kid who's been trapped for 3 days in a bunker. Oh, so sad. In Alabama, 3 days in a bunker. They're worried about him, worried about the fact that he's in there and he needs medicine and some other things. We're going to talk about that a little bit too on the flip side, so hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 31st, 2013. Gold opened at $1,673.45. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,715.08, a half ounce for $857.54, or a quarter ounce for $428.77. Again, that's $1,715.08, $857.54, and $428.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on a Super Bowl weekend. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Kate. You know, you're the only woman that can keep America talking all night long. That's pretty awesome.
Woohoo! That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I wonder if you've had Saul, the economist Viking, on lately.
I have. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and he's due to come up in the next week or two. And we've talked about some crazy, crazy things that are happening with the economy and some false bottoms and whatnot. And we've seen it now even on the market. It's starting to have a little bit of a pullback. And, man, I'm telling you, any rocky news, and it sinks everything. And the whole thing with he and I talked about the deficit, and he's hammering this point home, Tomas, that you've got to be able to rely on yourself, and you got to look to outside skills and other things because everything has flipped over and it's not coming back.
Yeah, you know, the other day we had a report that said the last quarter had negative growth.
Yeah.
Now, normally that would have been, you know, like Dracula and Frankenstein put together. And you know what? There was hardly a ripple in the news about it. And under normal times, this would have been terrible news. But now we are printing $85 billion a month, which comes out to $1 trillion, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also are running $1 trillion deficits every year. So that means just $2 trillion we're pulling out of our fiscal hindquarters there, and we still are having negative growth?
Yeah, I mean, how's that? Yeah.
How is that possible? principal. That's like your dad giving you, you know, $20,000 a month and you still are losing money.
Right.
And then I think the Democrats or the apologists for this situation said, well, it's because we had a decline in defense spending. Well, that's even worse because government spending is not a good thing. I mean, that's like getting money from your dad, you know, government spending. And to say that no, what they're saying is this economy depends on government spending to such an extent that $2 trillion a year is not enough to keep the government spending propped up. And, I think that guy Santilli, or what's his name from the guy who started the Tea Party thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, we're like Europe now. And
we are. We're just not talking about it. You're absolutely right. If you look at CNBC, you look at the Wall Street Journal, and which I read all this stuff. You read any of the financial pages, the Financial Times, there's some conversation about it, some columns, but not really, not specifically about what you're saying when you flip around the negative numbers and how much fake money we're pumping into the economy, how we're just paying on the interest on our massive debt to China. It's scary. We are there. And I guess they just don't want to tell us. They want to keep pulling the strings. Because you know why, Tomas? Because even though they may have gold and other investments, your top people, in other words, the people really pulling the strings, the filthy, rich billionaires, they don't want money. They want their greenbacks because they want to be able to sit on their cash. What good is the cash to them if everybody really wakes up to the fact that it's negative money? It's zip. It's nothing.
Yeah, I just was wondering, you know, I was trying to figure out how is it possible that we don't have rampant inflation right now.
I know.
And I read in the Wall Street Journal, and I think it answered the question for me, that Switzerland, which, you know, those watchmakers are the most fiscally conservative people in the world, they are now printing money like crazy. So I guess if everybody's printing money, then, of course, that would keep the prices the same somehow. I'd love to have Saul talk about this because, you know, he knows a lot about it.
Yeah. We'll put next time he did talk about this. You missed it. He talked about that fact of what we're seeing of the money that's not coming in and the money that's being pumped out. But we'll grill him about that again because he's awesome with those numbers and he's not shy about pumping it out there. Thanks, Tomas, for the call. You know, it's funny talking about the economy. There, we've got a jobs report coming out on later in the day, and it's going to probably show a picture of employers who are afraid to add to their company ranks because we have this sluggish and uncertain economy. Economists are expecting like 160,000 non-farm payrolls were added in January, and the unemployment rate was unchanged, 7.8%. 7.8, so that would be just a tiny improvement, tiny, minuscule, over the jobs added in December. So what's going on with the pace of that? And that truly, they look at those numbers. So certainly that's not going to help the market any because the market looks at the numbers and that's where the market moves or doesn't move. And I think employers are worried about health care, but that's not the only thing. They're also worried about taxes and regulation. And so now the fiscal cliff has given way to the focus on the automatic spending cuts that would take place in March if Congress doesn't act. Half the cuts would be in defense. So, you know, take it from there. There's a couple of things, sadly, to look forward to, unless there's some great big solution in the wings that we just have not heard of, and I seriously, seriously doubt it. I said I would tell you about the story about the man holding the boy in Alabama under the bunker. Boy, this story took an unexpected turn, nothing like I was hearing and what I thought it was about originally when it first broke a couple days ago. So you have a kindergarten kid pulled off a school bus by a guy with a gun who killed the bus driver. It's a kid who needs medication. The thing that's so crazy about this is how did this neighbor who was supposed to have been in court on a charge that he shot at his neighbors over a minor property dispute over a dirt road. How did he, what was it that led him to boarding a stopped school bus, shooting the driver dead? Then he was working the entire time for a long time on this bunker in the middle of the night for more than a year, so he had obviously planned to do this, premeditated. This is in Midland City, Alabama. And how are they even keeping warm when you have temperatures in the 30s? Is the kid safe? What is going on? What is going on in this story? And the driver is, or the driver, the guy who shot the driver is Jimmy Lee Dykes. We talked about this already. He's a former Vietnam veteran and a retired truck driver. This whole idea that he was digging the hole and working on this, doing it every other night between 2 and 3 in the morning for a year and a half. People say, look, he was friendly and he seemed welcoming and all that stuff. And apparently this was must have been some kind of a plot that he had going on. And, man, who would have thought this? Who would have thought this? He was supposed to be in court. He was supposed to answer for these charges. And he got upset. He got upset. He was yelling and cursing and all that other kind of stuff, and next thing you know, it led to this. I mean, that the yelling and the cursing and the shooting was what he was going to be in court for, and I guess it ticked him off enough that he decided, I'm going to dig a bunker. I'm going to dig a grave, if you will, and I'm going to get this kid, and then I'm going to put him in it. Oh, man. So they've got a 60-foot-long PVC pipe that goes into the bunker, and they pleaded with this Dykes guy to let the kid go, but he's not doing it. He did allow them to send down prescription medicine, to send down coloring books and that kind of stuff, but nothing has changed. This has been 3 days, and I'm sure the boy's parents are beside themselves. They have to be. So you've got the FBI, cops, Homeland Security, you got all kinds of people standing around at this bunker trying to figure out what to do. Because he's far enough down there, what are they going to do? Certainly they can't shoot, they can't dig in. What are they supposed to do? It's a very strange situation. It's a wild standoff. Wow. And they closed the schools, by the way, in 3 districts for the entire week. They're like, forget about it. We've evacuated the neighborhood. We're clearing the schools. That's all, you know, that's what we're doing right now. Hey, a quick reminder, you can hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to americatonight.net.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In the club, just broke up, she's doing her own little thing. She decided to dip, now you want a trip, choice another brother noticed her. She's up on him, he up on her, don't pay him any attention. Cause she cried her tears, had 3 good years, you can't be mad at her. Cause if you like a thing, you should've put a ring on it. If you like a thing, you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he want it. If you like a thing, you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh. She got a glass on the lips, a man on the hips, tighter than a denim jeans. You've been acting up, dragging a cup, she don't care what you think. So you need no permission, did you mention to pay him any attention? You had your turn, and now you're gonna learn why you treat it like you miss her. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. When you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
Put your hands up.
Oh, 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 oh
Beyonce. No, not quite. It is the bluegrass version of Put a Ring on It.
There was a whole lot of hoes in that song.
There was, wasn't it? I have to give them an A for effort. I thought it was rather clever, actually. So will their performance, that group out of Australia, be better than the one we'll see at halftime from Beyonce herself? She's getting really, really, really slammed for lip syncing when she was at the, they're calling it Beyonce Gate, when she was at the inauguration, and she kind of tried to explain that and says she's pretty excited about performing at the Super Bowl. And she also says, you know, hey, you know, see, I'm singing live, brothers. I'm singing live at the Super Bowl. Take a listen.
Due to the weather, due to the delay, due to no proper sound check, I did not feel comfortable taking a risk. It was about the president and the inauguration, and I wanted to make him and my country proud. I will absolutely be singing live. I am well rehearsed, and I will absolutely be singing live. This is what I was born to do, what I'm born for.
Yeah, Beyonce said it was the inauguration, and she said she couldn't rehearse the orchestra. And she said, actually, it's because she was rehearsing for the Super Bowl, so that was always the plan.
She should have auto-tuned on it.
She should have. Yeah, and she's kind of was teasing about the whole thing. I mean, this is a big deal. Madonna's halftime performance was the most watched Super Bowl halftime ever, 114 million viewers. More than the game itself, so it was the most watched U.S. TV event in history. Could she outdraw Madonna? I'd say there's probably a chance of that. You know, you've got 12 minutes. I mean, you think of the songs that you have that in a lifetime, and she's been around for a while, and she's got to pull that all together and make it sound good in a really kind of a tough venue to play, to sing at, because of the, because of some of the control that you have or don't have. But she knocked down her critics, and I think she'll probably be fine at the Super Bowl. It's funny because I talked about what a big event the Super Bowl is, and all of you certainly know that. But leading into it, boy, we've had some crazy things happen, a little bit of controversy swirling around. Dan Marino taking a page out of the Arnold Schwarzenegger playbook, and Marino coming forward and saying, yeah, I had an affair and I had a child, but I love my wife and my family. I have 6 kids, my family, and I've accepted responsibility. He paid her millions to keep it secret. It was a CBS Sports employee. So there's something about, you know, that whole thing of proximity and working, whether you're a maid or a CBS Sports employee. Look what can happen. And he's been a pregame guy for CBS since 2003. But I think because this woman who was a production assistant at the time, because when that happened and they kept it personal and they kept it between them and snuffed out, now it's starting to break, he felt like he had to come clean, I guess, and had to say that he has this daughter named Chloe. So he gave a statement, just released a statement and said, I've been married for 30 years and, you know, I have a strong and loving family. Wonder if his wife was aware of that arrangement. Did you know that I was paying millions of dollars to a CBS employee because, not because she was doing such a good job, but because, oh, yes, she had my daughter. Crazy. I mean, it's another case of the crazy Schwarzenegger Woods syndrome thing. So Dan Marino throwing some passes, and one of them landed, but, you know, hey, what are you going to do? We live in an era where it's pretty tough to keep any of that stuff quiet. So it gets a little bit of a hit from the Super Bowl, and instead of the Ravens 49ers, people are talking about some of the other stuff on the side. One of the things that I mentioned during the week was the crazy bets that people make on the Super Bowl, you know, the coin toss stuff, and more than that, I think there's the Gatorade thing. You heard Beyonce there, and they've got a bet for Alicia Keys in how long it'll take her to sing the national anthem, whether it's going to be, you know, 2.5 minutes, what's the over and under, you know, how long. If it's 2 minutes and 15 seconds, if you think it's going to be more, then, you know, let's say you put, if you say it's going to be under that and you put 100, you would win 500. There's another bet that people can make that's 32% chance Alicia Keys will mess up the lyrics. So if you plunk down 100 on that, you would win 170 if you were correct. And then there's various bets about Beyonce and what song she's going to sing first and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think some of the fun wagers are ones that I mentioned, like the times Jack Harbaugh will be shown during the game, the father of the two Harbaugh brothers, the coaches. And the over-under is 2.5 times. I think for sure that's the over. If I was making a bet on that, I would take the over. They're going to, as busy as they'll be in the game and all the other things that you have, I bet you they'll flash them at least 4 times. And then
every touchdown.
Yeah, they'll go to the father. They'll go to the, after they show the celebrating, boom, and there's Jack Harbaugh cheering John, cheering Jim, whatever. And I for sure. So that's like a, to me, that's a layup. I'd be stunned, and I'm going to watch this. I'd be stunned if it's under that. I seriously doubt it. I think that's probably the safest bet of all. And then there's another really interesting one, the length of the post-game handshake hug between the brothers. 7.5 seconds is the over-under. I don't know too many brothers, even if they really hug each other, because there's so much chaos going around, I'd say it's going to be less than 7.5 seconds.
If it's any longer, there'll be a little tushy rub.
Yeah, so, or someone's pulling them apart, because they've got to do 50 interviews, and everybody's bearing down on them. So just
Gatorade
by necessity.
Don't get poured on the
both. Yeah. Yeah, just by necessity, that's going to happen. So that's another easy layup there. But it's crazy. I poured through a whole bunch of them today, whether it's who's going to score first and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and the total yards and the total points and, you know, who's going to be the MVP and who's going to get the snap first. It's crazy. I mean, you can make, like, really about 200 different bets on this, and Gatorade is one of them. The color of the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach, whether it's clear or orange or yellow or blue. No.
Green.
No way. I'm saying, we'll make a little wager right here, just for fun. I mean, not even a wager. We'll just take a guess at it. The color of Gatorade, I think that's going to be dumped. I'm going to say orange. And you say green.
Green or orange. I mean, they're both pretty Gatorade staples.
Orange.
I always got the green Gatorade, so.
I always got the red Gatorade. For me, I'm all about the cherry. I don't like the orange. I don't like the green. I like the red. And I like the lighter version. I think they call it H2 or G2. No, it's G2. The G2 is way better.
Gatorade, the Zima edition?
The Zima. No, it's not the Zima, but it is the lighter edition, so you're not inhaling 50,000 calories all at one sitting when you drink the Gatorade. It's about the electrolytes, though. There's no getting around that. If you're out in the hot sun, so these football players, that's why Gatorade is such a staple. Whatever they want to say about power drinks and AIDS and stuff, you need those electrolytes, and there's not too many other places you can get them where you get a whole bunch of them at once. Gatorade is probably the best. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're not talking about Gatorade. We're talking about compromise with a former congressman from Pennsylvania, Bob Edgar. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Affordable Health Care Act and what it means to you and what it means to me and everybody else that listening to us here on America Tonight. The confusion, the pros, the cons, all that stuff is always out there in the mix. It's just been over a year since the Supreme Court decision. Joining us is Larry Menix. He's with Leading Age. And Larry, as I said, it's been just a year. Do you take us back to that day and what it meant to you when you heard the decision handed down?
Well, we were very pleased with it because, naturally, representing various programs that serve seniors and younger people with disabilities, we supported the Affordable Care Act. And when the Supreme Court said that it was legal, it confirmed the major direction that the ACA is taking us.
Yeah, what do you think the biggest, because, you know, especially you talk about people with disabilities, you talk about seniors, so you would think it'd be a win-win. Why is there still such a big population, a big portion of the population that wants to see the law repealed? Do you think it's because there's misconceptions, they don't understand the law?
I think what you will hear inside Washington here is that most of that controversy now is around ideological divides as opposed to practical issues about how to make it work. There's still just an awful lot of politics that trumps the strategy of it all. So I think that over the next 5 to 8 years, as the ACA unfolds, as people have insurance plans that have never had those before, as you see improvements in the healthcare delivery system, as you see the cost curve bending, people will be satisfied with it, and they'll get used to it.
Yeah. What are the real pros? What are the real pros of the ACA?
Well, for one thing, from coming through the aging door, you begin with people getting prescription drugs covered. And that's really important. And then the prevention aspect of it, very, very important, because we've spent too much on crisis health care. A third is that our members, we have 6,000 not-for-profit service members throughout the country, and we're going to have an opportunity for employees to have insurance coverage. We depend heavily on frontline caregivers who are oftentimes in the lower end of the pay scale, and many of them don't have insurance. Then there are the implications of the innovative parts of the ACA, where things like accountable care organizations, what's called bundled payments, that may be a jargon to a lot of people out there, the man and the woman in the pew, but it's a way to improve the way services are delivered to people that are getting older and might have multiple chronic problems that wind them up in the hospital or even in nursing homes prematurely.
Mm. So making it more affordable so that they're not just kind of left out in the cold and figuring out, well, your insurance covers this, but it doesn't cover that, and then you're going to get a bill for this, and then there's all that confusion.
All that confusion. So we think it's going to get better. One major thing that is left undone that was just passed in the so-called Cliff Bill is they create a commission to look at how we now redesign and pay for long-term services and supports, because we know that better than 80% of nursing home care, for example, goes on in families' homes, and that there are almost as many younger people with disabilities that are living at home.
Money, their chore income money, we know where all the money is flowing. And we use three channels for that money flow, so the kids can save up for things they want to purchase for the short term, but they can also invest in mom and dad's account in stocks for the long-term needs like college or first car. And then they can also learn how to be charitable with their money by donating to some of their favorite charities around them.
So when you talk about showing where the money goes, teaching kids budgets then, correct?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And kids have a pretty good idea of how money works at about age 7. So we try to reach them at about age 7, introduce the product to them. Hopefully parents are spending time on the product themselves so that they can feel comfortable integrating it into the household daily operation. And kids really enjoy the environment because on our product, they can also search for things that they want to purchase through over 18,000 retailers. And that's one of the fun benefits of budgeting, is you can do some online shopping without actually pulling the trigger until you actually have enough money in the account.
Yeah. You put forth a whole bunch of resolutions. It is like a revolution, but a whole bunch of resolutions that I thought were really great. And one of them is so key. I see this all the time, the whole impulse buying thing. You have a resolution that says self-impose a 24-hour major purchase decision rule. What is it about us as Americans? And you know you're in this financial game that we can't help ourselves. We want it. We want instant gratification. And that's a no-no, isn't it?
Yeah, and it seems so simple in concept, but in application, it's really tough to adhere to. So I'll give you the example of my family. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she knows that every time we go to Target or Walmart, that no longer can she come up to me and say, "Dad, can I have this?" It's, "Dad, can I save this in my Bread Vault account?" So what we have on our technology is a way for her to take a picture of the UPC code while she's at the store, and it fills right into her savings goal sheet on Bread Vault, and now she starts to save for that item instead of making me purchase it on the spot, which I'm not apt to do. So it avoids that confrontation in the store. It avoids the pouting 45 minutes later. And it's just a great tool for kids to understand that you can't make impulse purchases because that's how you get in trouble with your money.
Another thing that you say is every time you get a credit card app in the mail, tear it up. Why tear it up?
Well, the truth is that if you really want a credit card, you can actually vet all the credit card providers through the web, and you can find the card that perfectly fits your needs. So the fact that they're soliciting you must mean that you're on a list somewhere, and it's really not catered to your needs. So if you really need that credit card, and I do suggest that every family carries one, and they make some purchases now and then, but pay it off every month. But go find that card. Go find that perfect card with no annual fee. Go find that lowest interest rate out there. Don't just take the card that shows up in the mail with the 19.9% interest.
Great advice. As somebody who gets applications all the time, it seems, I think it's good. You got to be careful about that, too, because it's easy to get duped into things if you have to really read the fine print. There's a reason why there's a sensational headline and then everything else is tiny, and there's pages and pages and pages of this stuff. Another thing that you say, besides obviously you're showing where the money goes and all that kind of stuff is, and I thought this was great, you say never buy what you can share or borrow for free. That used to be what people would do. That was a normal thing. But for some reason now, why is it that people are so hesitant to ask their neighbor to borrow something they're going to use once?
Well, some of that's social, I guess. Some of us don't even know our neighbors, but those of us who do, I think there is a keeping up with the Joneses attitude out there still that exists. In my household, I usually give the example, we get a lot of snow here in North Dakota. In fact, we had a foot here in the last week, and I have six shovels in my house or in my garage, and I only have four people living at my house. So I don't know why I need six shovels. I might need two, and if it's a really snowy day, I'll go ask my neighbor to borrow his snowblower, and he'd be more than happy to lend it to me, but we just don't take that step. So it's a bunch of things. It's babysitting. It's carpooling. It's all types of things that can save the average household some money just by getting a little smarter and pooling our resources and pooling our assets.
Yeah. One of the things that you talk about, and for this whole online interactive experience for young people starting at age 8, and you talked about that when kids are aware of money and what it means and that kind of stuff, besides saving for the things you want and budgeting, we talked about that obviously, you also say invest for your future, and that's putting things aside, you mentioned that briefly, for things you really want, right?
Yeah, so my daughter's already talking about iPad devices, but she's already talking about a car, and she's only 10. She wants to start saving for her first car, and I'm all for it, but with rates where they're at in the bank, I'm trying to teach her that there's other investments, there's other tools out there that have a little bit more risk, but she could get more reward out of those tools. And one of the concepts we...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.